Okay, ma'am, I do apologize for that long wait. I didn't receive an answer, but I did look into it for you, and I do have to advise that there is a delay with the route for today. They did send a message
I'm
over.
Sorry, can you say that again? You're cutting in and out. Can you say that again?
I'm sorry, can you hear me now, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, I did not receive an answer from the service provider, but I did look into it for you, and I do see that they did, the service provider sent over a message on yesterday regarding the route for today, saying that there might be a delay. And so I will go ahead and send that email over for you, advising that you're calling regarding the route for today because you're on it and you have not received a phone call from the tech.
Yeah, it would be nice to receive that ahead of time, so because I was in a 11-to-1 window, so I've literally been postponing my day. If I had known there was a possibility of delay, I could have gotten my grocery shopping done. I could have, you know, this is a little ridiculous, especially since my original window before yesterday was 7-to-1. So I didn't plan anything for today with all of this in mind. Yes, please forward me that, and then somehow note on the account that I'm not happy right now about whatever this is. You know, this delivery, I don't know if this is your company or Best Buy or some combination of the two, but I spent a lot of money on this, and it would be nice to have it, delivered when it was promised.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. I'm not able to forward you the email. This is information that we have received. I'm sending the service provider an email on your behalf regarding your time frame. It's almost expired, and you have not heard from the tech.
Okay. So what is my recourse at this point? How long of a delay are they expecting?
They're going to contact you with that information, ma'am.
Okay, because I have to be somewhere at 4 o'clock today.
Okay, I will advise them of that as well, ma'am.
No, don't advise them of that, because then they're going to take us off of their route and change the delivery date. Don't do that, please. Just ask them to get in touch with us as soon as possible so that we can find out what else, you know, how we have to restructure our day to make this happen. We've been already waiting for 2 weeks. We don't want to wait any longer. So please don't say that.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist with, ma'am?
Not unless you can snap your fingers and have it not be delayed. No.
Thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy your day.
You too.